everybody, I'm Doug McLeod, and I want to invite you to join me on The Raven and the Blues on REM-FM.
I've been down the country road. I've been down that highway too. I've been lost in the woods. I ain't got no blues man shoes. I've been down and I've been up. I slept in abandoned trucks. I've been lost, lost in love. But I never, no, never did give up. I have dreamed of making love. I have dreamed of money too. I have seen a gambling man with his gold and his golden too. In this, I have slept in a soggy ditch. I've been lost, lost in love, but I never, no, I never did give up. My Sherry, my bone Sherry.
The album came out a couple of years ago, called The Soul of a Man, Eric Burdon. It's filed under rock. I don't think so. It's blues to me. It's called Never Give Up Blues, opening up The Raven and the Blues on REM-FM on Skybird Radio. And of course, as an MP3 file, Eric is my new friend. Eric is on Facebook, and he and I joined and became friends this week, and I sent him a photograph of the Club Agogo wall in Newcastle, where the band started in the northeast of England in the 60s. He's now living in California. And actually, if you're of an age and from the northeast, would like to see what the Club Agogo wall looked like, you have to go to Facebook, I guess, but many people have. More of that later on. Anyway, welcome to the show. Again, the usual mix of blues, both new and old. And if we move now to a new album, which comes from a guy out of Lafayette, Louisiana, and that's David Egan. His brand new album is called You Don't Know Your Mind, and this is the first track from it we're featuring, which is a track which is called You're Lying Again.
Anyone can say is there you go, you lie again. Thought that you had changed, you lie again. Can't be trusted, that's a shame. Said you'd have it Wednesday, Friday night for sure. Had no hair come Monday, now you owe me more, you lie again. Now you did way back when. You lied again. Thought you were my friend. You've been telling lies time and time again. They follow you all right like a ball and chain. Some lies I forgot, some I just forgave. Sometimes I think you've been lying. Of friends, you like to keep them dumb. Soon you're gonna turn around and you won't have none. You lying again. Thought that you had changed. You lying again. Can't be trusted, that's a shame.
Shades of Fats Domino, very much so, of course, from the same neck of the woods, so to speak. Lafayette, Louisiana is the home of David Egan. The album is You Don't Know Your Mind. It arrived this week, and that's out on, I'm trying to work out which record label it's on. I'm looking here. I think it looks like its own label. Yeah, it looks like. Anyway, you'll find the links on the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj/R&B. And that's track two on the album, first track we featured from it, which is called You Lying Again. Let's stay with the piano and move from Louisiana back across to the West Coast in California. And this time, Rod Piazza, together with Honey on keys. That's his wife, Honey, of course, on keys. Off the album Thrillville from a couple of years ago. This is a track which is called Stranded.
Find someone to care. Oh, honey, play your blues, baby. Mm-hmm.
Fine West Coast Blues, somewhere out of California. I think it's more San Francisco rather than LA. Rod Piazza together with the Mighty Flyers and his wife Honey Piazza on Hammond organ, or on keyboard anyway. And that's from the album from last year, Thrillville, and a track which is called Stranded. The Raven and the Blues, and now to an album which came out, 3 years ago. And here's the title track featuring Bill Wyman and his Rhythm Kings. And in this case, on vocals and on keyboards too, is a favourite of mine, and that's Georgie Fame.
Just for a thrill, you change the sunshine to rain. Just for a thrill, you filled my heart. My pride and joy, but to you I was just a toy, a little plaything you could toss around at will. And for a my life one sad song, just for a thrill,
just for a thrill.
You went and left me alone. Although you're free and have your fun, to me, you're still the only one. 'Cause you made my heart stand still, just for a thrill.
don't stand still. Just for a thrill, just for.
Jazz, more than blues in some ways, but great, great nevertheless. Bill Wyman's Rhythm Kings, Georgie Fame on keyboards and on vocals, and the title track of the album from 3 years ago, Just for a Thrill, which we'll dedicate to Bob Inman, who lives just round the corner, really, about probably 10 miles away in Isham, I think it is. Thanks for your kind email, Bob. Bob emailed me at dave@raven.dj, talking about the old days of Jazz FM. Actually, Jazz FM's coming back, but not on FM as such, but coming back online. So you might get some blues back on the radio again, or on the internet again, but it won't be on FM, basically. If you want to email me, I'd love to hear from you wherever you are in the world. A few more people have made contact with me regarding things like Twitter and things, which is nice. And we'll come to more emails as the programme develops. Okay, that's nice and relaxed and gentle. So is this. A guest on the programme about 6 months ago. His name is Darren Nauendorf, from Australia. His first album he sold literally over the edge of the stage and from the back of the van, and sold thousands of it. Here's his new one on a proper record label now. It's out on Roof Records. The album is called Skin of the Earth, and here he is with Pride Before a Fall.
His fear left with a peace till I was someone else searching for release. Pride comes, pride comes.
Darren Nauendorf, the album which is just released called Skin of the Earth, and Pride Comes Before a Fall. You can get the album on Roof Records, you can find the links on The Raven and the Blues, and it's a lovely, lovely album too. Let's move on now to another new album, and this is Ruthie Foster. Her new one is called The Phenomenal, and it really is. And here she is with a number originally done way back in the 30s by Sunhouse, and it's a track which is called People Grinning in Your Face.
Oh, your mind, people grinning in your face. Oh, don't you mind people grinning in your face? Oh, bear this in mind. Oh, a good friend is hard to find. Oh, don't you mind people grinning in your face? Oh, you know your mother may talk about you. Oh, your sisters and your brothers too. They don't care how you're trying to live. You know they talk about you still. Oh, but bear this in mind. A good friend is hard to find. Oh, don't you mind people grinning in your face. Oh, don't you mind people grinning in your face. Oh, don't you mind people grinning in your face. Try and beat you down. Oh, but bear this in mind. A good friend is hard to find. Oh, don't you mind people grinning in your face. Oh, don't you mind people grinning in your face. Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Oh, bear this in mind. Oh, a good friend is hard to find. Oh, don't you mind people grinning in your face?
Wonderful gospel sound. Ruthie Foster from the album Phenomenal, and that is Sunhouse's original People Grinning in Your Face. The album produced by Malcolm Wellborn, otherwise better known as Papa Marley, and it really is a great, great album. That's been on release now about a month, I would think, or thereabouts, and you can find links to it on the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj. And here's a band touring the UK at present, and soon to go into Germany, I think, into next week. Mick Fleetwood's Blues Band, they have an album out called Blue Again, and this is a track taken from it, written by Peter Green, called Stop Messing Around.
Cherry red, you hold me so hard, baby. I'm falling out the bed. Please stop messing around all the time. If you don't stop messing around, be somebody's baby instead of mine.
heart, baby, I'm falling out the bed. Please stop messing around all the time. If you don't stop messing around, you'll be somebody's baby instead of mine.
Fleetwood on guitar, Rick Vito taking the place of Peter Green, in a sense. A track written by Peter Green all those years ago in the old Fleetwood Mac days, and that's called Stop Messing Around. They're on tour at present in the UK. They're at Croydon next week. I was hoping to go and see them, but sadly that's not going to be the case. But a good friend of mine is going. He's going to report back about how good they were and what they sounded like. So it's a good album. You get a free CD with it, or a bonus CD with it, of some recordings in the studio of Albatross and the Supernatural. And the live CD recorded at St. Louis in Missouri in February of this year. And it's some good stuff too, with Rick Vito's, a couple of numbers from him, but a lot of them from the original Peter Green Fleetwood Mac days. Fleetwood Mac, or to be more correct, Mick Fleetwood Blues Band, to get it right, Raven. And the album Blue Again. This is the Raven of the Blues. Where should we go now? Let's go acoustic, shall we? A new album which came this week, which I listened to and loved. His name is Steve Howell. The album is called My Mind Gets to Rambling, and he's making his debut on the programme. This is a track which is called I Can't Be Satisfied.
Trouble, yeah, I was all worried mine.
Kind of strange that, because it's country blues in its style there, but originally when I first heard it, it was definitely urban blues. It was on Chess Records out of Chicago. It was Muddy Waters, I think it was his first record. But there it is on a nice, lovely acoustic album from Steve Howell called My Mind Gets to Rambling, and that is the Muddy Waters original, and I can't be satisfied. The Raven and the Blues on REMFM, on Skybird Radio, and also, of course, as a MP3 file across the world. Let's go back to the ladies now, and the girl out of New York called Roxy Perry. Her album is In My Sweet Time, and here she is with a track which is called Roadmaster.
If you want to have fun with me tonight, carry on till the morning light. Pick me up about 9:15. You know, I'll give you a real swell time. You gotta take me out and do me up in style. I'm talking about Roadmaster.
Come on, boy, take me out in this weather. Go on,
stuff. Roxy Perry, the album In My Sweet Time, and there's a track called Roadmaster. Now, the last time I played a track from her, I got a nice email from somebody, and I think obviously a friend of Roxy's too. So if you're listening, Roxy, to the programme, thanks for the CD, and we'll be playing more tracks in the weeks to come. If you want to do a little ident for the show, it'd be nice too. And that, anyway, is available on Blue Perry Hill Records. You'll find the links to that on the Raven and the Blues page. Okay, it's kind of confusing here on the Raven and the Blues, because there are two albums of the same name, one by Keb Moe from a couple of years ago called Keep It Simple, and one from this year from Van Morrison called Keep It Simple. But this is the Van Morrison Keep It Simple version, and here he is with a track which is called The End of the Land.
And too many dumb mans have destroyed all my plans. Going down to the end of the land. If I have to drive all night just to feel alright. Going down to the end of the land. When it gets out of hand, then I fail to agree just what's in it for me. Going down to the sea, then I've got to run towards the setting sun. Going down to the end of the land. Back down to the sea. And when I got to run to the setting sun. Going down to the end of the land. If I've got to drive all night till the morning light, I'm going down to the end of the land.
Typical Van Morrison style, improvised towards the end. Da, 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 da. The Grey, I do love the man. Even though mercurial he can be on stage and very tight sets and can be in quite a bad mood, but when he's on form, he is just so, so good. Van Morrison, Keep It Simple is the album, and that is a track called The End of the Land. Big events happening, of course, across in the States over the course of the next week. It's been huge here in the UK as well in terms of the interest, and lots of people adding their five penneth into what people should do. But the one thing for me is that I've noticed is that the amount of interest across the world, and especially in America, people actually have activated themselves, gone out to vote or got to register to vote and everything else. So it looks like for the first time for a long time, and for the first time compared with the UK especially, where our turnout is abysmal for when it comes to elections, it means that in America, whatever happens in the course of the next 7 days, at least the people, if you like, will have voted and enough of them to count, if you know what I mean. An album which I'm going to feature now, really, it's called Rich Man's War. It's kind of modern day bluesy protest songs, and here's a track from Bob Brosman which is called Follow the Money.
Thank you. trickle out of your hand. If you follow that big money, you find crying is not funny. How the hell is Halliburton getting away with moving to Dubai? There it goes. And a dollar going down, and all the jobs are leaving your town. Follow the money, follow the money, follow the money, and watch them snatch it and grab it out of your hand. Money, 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 money. If you wanna know what's going on.
Money, if you really want to know what's going on, taken from the album Rich Man Blues, Bob Brosman. We featured many times on the show before, and it's a really good compilation put together by Kenneth Braze, a mixture of mostly blues, but little bits of other kinds too as well, some little bit of country music, and even a comedian in there as well. But well worth checking out, and that again is out on Roof Records, and you'll find the link on the Raven and the Blues page. It's been cold here in the UK, so cold it's been huge hailstorms, and it's really been quite untypical for late October, early November. Therefore, let's go back when it's really cold to warm weather music. From the album One Hot July, here's the title track, Tony Joe White.
Never yet. could see it coming. Nothing can change it now. Shoulders bend in the cold wind, and hearts live frozen on the ground.
Strongest, is it? But nevertheless, he writes a good tune and gets a good feel across too. Tony Joe White from just about 10 years ago, the album title track, in fact, One Hot July. Thanks to Sam Collins. Thank you, Sam, for making contact. You've joined me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook as Dave Raven, not unsurprisingly. And also, I haven't thanked privately, and I must do so in the next 4 or 5 days. Those have made donations recently. I've had some nice donations coming in. If you'd like to see more about the Blues Show and listen to earlier programmes and all the usual other usual things, like, you know, follow the links to the artists and so on, raven.dj/R&B is the website, and there you can also make a donation if you feel so inclined. Let's move on now to an album which came out last year, called from Alligator Records. It's called 35 by 35, commemorating 35 years of Alligator Records, and here's Coco Taylor with a great number which is called I Got What It Takes.
Make a same thing.
Yeah, 33 years old and still sounding wonderful. The album came out in 1975. That's the title track from it. Coco Taylor, her first album with Alligator Records, and a track written by Willie Dixon way back in the 40s, I would guess, or the very early 50s. And I Got What It Takes. Great stuff indeed. Okay, that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. If you'd like to drop me a line, it'd be great to hear from you. dave@raven.dj. Let's close with something. Well, actually, advance warning that as we head into November now, in a month's time, I'll be packing up, getting ready to go away for a month or thereabouts, 6 weeks altogether, I think, just about. In warmer climes, heading off to Italy for the whole of December and part of January. But don't worry, the show will be coming to you from wherever we are. But actually, I know where we're going to be, at a town called Peschici, taking all the gear to do the recording. And so I'll be doing the show from Italy, but it won't make any difference to you. The same music will be the same, and I won't be speaking in Italian, I promise you. But more of that as we get nearer the time. Let's close, though, with something which I found on eMusic. It goes back to a couple of years ago when the album came out, but the actual track itself must be about 1950s, I would guess. It comes from Buster Brown. And here it's the original version of Dr. Brown, recorded in the most ropey conditions, but I think it's great to play anyway and to close the show anyway. So I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. Thank you for listening wherever you are, and from me, Dave Raven, bye-bye.